Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Freedom Friday. And what's been on my mind this week is, you know, I want to speak on how men should be preparing themselves financially before getting into a relationship, before even thinking about marriage, you know, even before thinking about dating, right? And what's on my mind about this is that if you're not prepared, you know, career-wise, financially-wise, you know what I mean, financial intelligence, right? Why are you even considering dating, marriage, or in a relationship if you're expecting your partner to make all these decisions for you, right? That's careless. That's reckless, right? I'm a firm believer in no matter how much money you make, you should have some type of awareness of what's coming in and what's going out, right? I'm a firm believer in if you're thinking about dating, be in a relationship or marrying someone, you need to have a solid foundation of three things. You need to have your own place, you need to have your own car, and you need to be set financially, right? And have some type of goals, some type of ambition, some type of like where you're going up career-wise, right? You're marketable. You're like jobs are calling you left and right, right? And you're constantly on the up and up on that front. Those are the three things: your old place, your old car, and career stability. And I'm gonna say this not just to impress a woman or be in a relationship with somebody or be married, but these are the things that is important being a man, right? Setting yourself as a man, right? Having your own car, having your own place, and being set career, which is important financially, should be important to you, not to impress a woman. And that's the problem. We're letting women tell us how much money we make, but we're still living in our mama's house. We're letting women control the finances and have no idea, right, what's coming in or coming out. And we're getting comfortable in our careers when you know and people outside know that everyone has the potential to be more than who they are. And that's the honest truth, right? Some of you guys out there, right? And this is just from experience. I'm telling you this from experience. I'm not here to tell you how much money you need to make. But what I'm telling you is be financially grounded on how you should be spending your money, because that makes the ultimate decision on the type of woman you need in your life, what you can afford, where you're going individually, where you're looking, what's the goal as a couple, as a relationship. Because if you're on the up and up and you've done amazing financial decisions, strategies for yourself, you're doing well for yourself, and you're really committed to understanding and knowing what's coming in, what's going out, where you want to go, where you're headed towards life, because you're knowing what money is coming in and coming out, where you want to spend, how you want to get there, whether that may be, you know, you want the nicest cars, you want a nice house for yourself, right? You want to be able to grow. You want to be built into generational wealth. Why date someone that doesn't really understand that principle? Why date someone that is going to potentially want so much of your attention and time and finances and doing things that, and I'm not saying those things are not the right things, but there needs to be moderation with that. It needs to be reasonable. Not every week, not every day, because let's keep it real, man. If you're going out buying cars and you can't afford it, if you're going out thinking that you need to have the nicest clothes, nicest watches, nicest everything, those things depreciate. Are they bringing value to your life? All it's doing is bringing attention, short-term attention to you right now. But long-term, you're not going to be thinking about that. I put a status out a couple weeks ago that on this topic, that you're trying to buy a the nicest cars, go on the nicest trips, have the most lavish women, live your best life for what? Instagram, IG. You know what IG stands for? Instant gratification. And that's what a lot of you men are chasing right now. Instant gratification. You want to be able to make the quickest money you can without doing any work. You want to be able to have the flyest woman, the most beautiful woman, without understanding the work it takes dating a woman, being in a relationship with a woman, marrying a woman. You want the nicest cars, you can't afford it. You want to live the most lavish lifestyle, and you're living paycheck to paycheck. Why? Because you're financially unaware of how you're spending your money, right? You shouldn't be living in your mama's house trying to live your best life, right? You should have some type of awareness on where you're going individually, because it determines the type of person you need in your life, right? If you're going to date someone and be with somebody that's financially unstable, that makes impulsive decisions, that makes bad financial decisions, and you choose to be with this person, right? What do you think is going to happen? You really think that you can survive off that? If you guys don't have these conversations and things aren't changing, because let's keep it real. The amount of money you have, the amount of money you're spending, the amount of what you're spending your money on for your future determines who you are, where you're going, and the type of man you can become. Right? It's cool that a woman's job is supposed to come in and make you better based off of the foundation you have built. But if you don't have a foundation that's built from the ground up, it's leading to nowhere. And that's the problem. We're leaning on women to determine our financial decisions on how we need to spend money. And I'm telling you from experience that as a man, you need to have those things on the table. So I hear this question about what women bring to the table. I'm hearing that, you know, she is the table. No. Your job is to build the table. Your job is to provide. As a man, your job is to build the table. That's your foundation. And if as a man, you're bringing plates, you're bringing napkins, you're bringing utensils, you're bringing wine glasses, she needs to bring something to the table too. We're in an inflation economy. We're in a place where things are constantly going up. And there are a lot of people out here in debt. There are a lot of people out here losing their jobs. And on the other side of it, people are in debt because they're making terrible, terrible financial decisions to impress someone. Instant gratification. So as a man, the three things you need to have, you need to have your own car, your own place, and be stable career-wise. Not to impress someone, but for your own individuality as a man. So I say to you guys, I say to you, men, free yourself. Free yourself from putting the cart before the horse and trying to spend so much money on impressing a woman, so much money on impressing the lavish lifestyle that you can afford. Why? Because I've been there. I've had overdrafts with my account. I've been negative with my account. Why? I've made financial wrong decisions before. And I can only speak from my experience. Oh, I've been where some of you men are going, and I'm trying to, and I only can tell you based off of the experiences that I've been through. Right? It's not a road you want to go down. So free yourself from thinking that this instant gratification is stability, because it's not. It's 15 minutes of fame, and then 15 minutes later, you're back to reality. Free yourself. All right? I'm Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.